Good morning, and welcome to the Fairfield Advantage, the radio program that showcases business events and opportunities, and also quality of life issues right here in Fairfield County. My name is Linda Kaufman from Fairfield County Economic Development, and you're listening to WFCO 90.9 on your FM dial. We'd like to thank the radio station for allowing us to help identify what might be or become your Fairfield Advantage. Joining me this morning is Barry Conrad from Conrad Hive and Honey. Good morning, Barry.
Good morning, Linda.
Thank you so much for being here. Barry has that business, Conrad Hive and Honey, but listeners, you may know what we're really going to talk about this morning, and that is the Lithopolis Honey Fest. Right, sir?
That is correct. It's coming up. It's always the weekend after Labor Day.
So this year, that would be, listeners, September 5th. Friday from 1 until 8, and then Saturday, September 6th from 9 until 7. Barry, for somebody, any of our listeners out there who have never had the opportunity to attend a Honey Fest, what would be some of the highlights that you would recommend they not miss?
Well, you know, one of the most interesting things that people are fascinated by watching are the bee beards. And we do a bee beard, it's not as a sideshow, but we do it to show people, try to encourage them how gentle the honeybee is. We do a bee beard twice on Friday, and there'll be four bee beards on Saturday. And we do it just to show people the gentleness of the honeybees. And we normally do not get stung doing that. We have 10,000 bees on my face.
I was going to say, explain so that they can get a visual of what a bee beard is. I've got a picture, so I get it.
Okay, well, we put the queen in a cage and tie her under the chin of the person doing the bee beard. And then the bees of the hive cluster around the queen. So it just looks like a big giant beard, and it's not just us men that do it. I'm doing one, and Arnold Crabtree is also doing one on Friday. But on Saturday, we have the American Honey Princess, who is an 18-year-old young lady from Pennsylvania, and she'll be doing a bee beard. It'll be the second time she's done one. And we also have an 81-year-old lady, Gertrude Razor, who is going to do a bee beard on Saturday, and it'll be fun to watch.
And it's certainly exciting to put the focus on the honeybee, because bees are so important to our culture, to our grocery store, to a lot of the things that we eat.
Well, yes, honeybees are responsible for approximately one-third of everything we eat. The good fruits and vegetables that we enjoy are dependent on honeybee pollination. And it even goes as far as milk and meat, because livestock is raised primarily on alfalfa and clover, and you don't need honeybees to pollinate them for that, but you do need honeybees to pollinate them to produce seed. So for farmers to get seed to plant alfalfa and clover to feed their livestock, they have to have honeybee pollination. And all pollinators are endangered at this point, because we don't really know why, but maybe the toxins in the environment are just worse than they used to be. And all pollinators are dying, butterflies, bats, not only honeybees. So we are trying to promote stewardship to try to make things healthier for pollinators in general.
Right. So the Lithopolis Honey Fest is not only just a fun event to come to because of all the opportunities, but it is definitely an educational event. And maybe you might even encourage some new beekeepers to come on out.
We sure do. The Central Ohio Beekeepers Association has a tent where we talk about junior beekeeping. We give a scholarship, three scholarships every year to youth between 13 and 18 from the Central Ohio area. And it's a full scholarship with a school and then the hive and everything they need to get started in beekeeping, because we need to get young people encouraged to start in beekeeping. And that's just one of the many areas of education at the Honey Fest.
Well, we were so excited to talk about the Honey Fest and the dates that we want to let our listeners know exactly where it is and how they can get there and where they can park.
Well, we have free parking, free admission, and Lithopolis will have shuttles to take you from the parking lots, because Lithopolis is a very small town. The Honeyfest takes part right down the main road, so it's closed for the weekend. And we will have traffic people directing you to the parking lots where the shuttles will take you right to the event.
So there is food, there is educational opportunities, there is live entertainment. So let's talk about the website, because we are never going to cover all the events and all the opportunities that are happening at the Lithopolis Honey Fest in September.
Yes, we're lucky to have a website that explains everything pretty well, and it's lithopolishoneyfest.com. And you know, you can just Google Lithopolis Honey Fest, and it'll pop right up there. And we have things on there that will explain everything we're doing. There's some photos of a young lady doing the bee beard. And also, one of the main things we would like to encourage listeners to participate in is the Honey Bake Off. And the rules for the Honey Bake Off are on the website. There is no charge to enter the Bake Off, no pre-registration. Just bake your best goodies.
Bake your best thing.
Yeah.
I think sometimes people forget that honey is not only used for baking. I'm sure it can be used main dishes, in vegetables.
Oh,
whatever.
Yes.
Give me some ideas, because I'm not terribly creative when it comes to culinary arts.
Well, I'm not a cook either. So.
Okay. Well, one thing that your website says is that, you know, honey has to be an ingredient. I'm guessing that's part of the rules.
Yeah. One of the rules is that on all of the baked items, except for the yeast bread, honey has to be at over 50% of the sweetener. On the yeast bread, honey has to be 100% of the sweetener.
Okay.
And the reason is that is because honey on yeast breads makes the bread remain moist and helps with the longevity of it staying nice and moist and fresh.
Right. So, listeners, the Honey Bake Off registration is anytime Friday from 1 until 8, and then the judging and the results are Saturday. So you can think about it. You don't have to think about it ahead of time, necessarily.
That's correct. Just bring your entry in on Friday, and then it'll be judged Saturday. And for those people that they are good cash prizes, so we want to encourage people to do that. But then if you aren't a baker and just enjoy eating some good homemade things, after the judging, they will all be auctioned off.
Wonderful.
And sold. So you can purchase some good things, and that'll be helpful.
Well, it talks about honey being just that natural sweetener, but the flavor and the vitamins and the minerals and the antioxidants, all buzzwords that we are hearing are all good for our health. So they can come to the Honey Fest, get some new ideas, try some things, taste some things, right?
That's correct.
Go ahead.
One of the other things that people really enjoy seeing is the extracting, the honey extracting, because a lot of people don't know how we get the honey out of the hive. So we will have the Scioto Valley Beekeepers Association will be there, as they have been for every year. This is the 8th annual Honey Fest, and they will be demonstrating how we take the frames out of the hive and we cut the capping off of them and put them in a extractor, which is a centrifugal force, and it spins and spins the honey out. And you'll be able to watch that happening almost all day, both days.
And I think for listeners that have never really thought about it, this is such a wonderful opportunity, and it's local, and Lithopolis is very easy to get to. And like I said, the parking, and I have enjoyed coming there and parking in a satellite lot, if you will, and being shuttled in, and the shuttle service is delightful. So listeners, certainly look at your calendars. It's the weekend after Labor Day, so things are settled in now then for the fall, and it's Friday and Saturday. Barry, for our listeners that have never had the opportunity, what would be one thing you'd want to say to them to maybe get them to think twice about this event and attend?
Well, I think we all realize, because of the what's happening now, that the honeybee is very important to our life, really. And there's so many good things to see, and it's free. We have a photo contest, so there'll be many entries. The deadline for the Honey Fest for the photo contest is tomorrow, but if it's too late for you to enter, you might enjoy seeing the exhibition of all the photos that will be on display there. There's also mead and wine tasting. And honeybees are so important that the state has an inspection program. We inspect the hives at on all the locations throughout the state, and there will be the state apiarist, Barb Blotcher, will be there, and she will be explaining why the inspection program is important and how they inspect the bees to help ensure that they're healthy.
Well, this is certainly a family event, and I think it's reflected in your hours that you're open. Certainly 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Saturday can give a family plenty of time to do things around the house and still come out to the festival. You have music, live entertainment, as well as plenty of food to eat, food for lunch, food for dinner.
That's correct. And we have educational programs that will be going between when the music entertainment is. One of the interesting things is a program on apitherapy. A lot of people don't know about apitherapy, but it's the medicinal use of the products of the hive. And people use bee sting therapy to treat different things like arthritis and MS. And there will be a program on Saturday morning discussing the aspects of that.
So listeners, on many levels, this is such a fascinating festival and really one of the last in Fairfield County for the calendar year. So we're certainly glad that it's continuing to move forward. Anything else that we want to make sure that a first-time attendee doesn't miss? And I promised Barry I would never ask him anything that he might not already be able to answer. I think the answer is there's too many things. There's education and the bee beard and the fun things. And just, frankly, to seeing how a hive is really constructed.
Yeah, it really is. Bees are fascinating insects. And to come see all of the things and taste the honey. That's one of the things we didn't mention is that there'll be honey tasting.
Okay.
There'll be 10 vendors selling honey, and probably every one of them has a slightly different honey, a different tasting. There's 300 varieties of honey produced in the United States, but in Ohio there's probably a dozen at least in central Ohio. So come and taste the honey from the different vendors, from the different plants. See, the honey and flavor is dependent upon the plants that the honey's bees produce the honey from.
Right.
So in southern Ohio, you might get one flavor. In northern Ohio, you might get another flavor.
Right. And I read that the honey can look anywhere from light to clear to, and those are the lighter, maybe the sweeter honeys, and they can go clear to a black honey.
Oh, yes. That'll be another thing at the Ohio Honey Show. This is the first time we've had a honey show there, and that's primarily for beekeepers to enter, but for the public to observe the judging and see the results, you will see honey from what we call water white, which is mm-hmm. water white, up to almost black, which you can't even see through the honey jar, which that's usually a buckwheat honey. I'm sure you've heard of buckwheat pancakes.
Well, I have.
Buckwheat honey is made from the buckwheat plant, and it's very dark. It's very robust honey. Tastes almost like molasses, except as opposed to molasses, which is basically just a sugar. Honey is the most nutritious, the buckwheat honey is the most nutritious honey made in the United States.
All right. Barry, our time has certainly flown by this morning, but listeners, Lithopolis Honey Fest, September 5th and 6th, website lithopolishoneyfest.org. Barry, so thank you so much for taking time out of your preparatory schedule to meet with me this morning. Listeners, thank you so much for being here, and tune in again next week where the advantage we talk about might be yours.